They say you gotta write 'em to get 'em. And welcome to episode 191 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills, hone your craft. You gotta constantly do that. There's no negotiation. Because when you constantly sharpen your skills and hone your craft, well, guess what? You stave off those problems leaders so often encounter. Now, what problems do you ask? It seems that lately leaders, and leaders at all levels, are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step in, step up, and lead? Because either of a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or a fear of, well, whatever reason they have, they're afraid to just be leaders. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I'm here to help you every step of the way. My name is Dave Guerra, and let's get started with this episode. They say you got to write them to get them. Well, what and who are them and them? Who are they? What are they? Well, them are your customers, your clients, your employees, your suppliers, your stakeholders. And them is all your communication channels and avenue, and you need to use them all to communicate with them all of them. And that's just how it is. It's non-negotiable. This is not the time, especially during these trying times, these unprecedented, unique times, never, ever happened before, but they're happening now. And we have to maintain our communication with our customers, doesn't matter who they are. And we have to do it intentionally. So what is meant by communicating with your customers? Well, one, when you communicate, you have to understand them. And when you communicate with them, you're understanding them, you're trying to figure them out. And guess what they're also doing to you? They're trying to figure you out. What you can continuously bring to their table, to their buffet. What are you delivering? What are they asking for? What do they not know they're asking for, yet you hear it loud and clear? That's what communication is sharing that information, both overt and subvert or covert, right? Not to subvert anything, but to be under the radar unconsciously, consciously and unconsciously. So you understand each other. They understand you. You understand them. So what do you do to communicate with your customers? What do you communicate with your customers is actually what I should be saying is what do you communicate with your customers? Well, what you communicate is the front story, the front of the office, the front of the house, then the back story, the back office, the back of the house. You bring them in. You show them how it's done, how it's being done. You make available the resources that are being afforded to that customer. All of them. All the resources. You share with them. You communicate with them. You explain to them, look, here's your issue. Here's how we're going to resolve it. And here's us working to resolve your issue. You bring them in. And now you're imparting knowledge. You're sharing with them what you're doing. And they, in turn, start sharing back with you. So why is it important to communicate with your customers? Well, it's one is to break away from the dreaded, this is the way we've always done it. Your customers start seeing you as something, not as an anomaly, not as something that's different, but as something that's going to be responsive to the new norm. And customers want to see that because they want to know they're getting more bang for their buck, especially in these days that the buck is, well, it's a little tighter now. And they want to know that they're going to get just a little bit more. And when they do that and they recognize that they're going to get just a little bit more, they're going to want more. And they're going to recognize where to look for more. And they're going to start looking in your direction. Because by communicating with your customers, you're going to encourage the change and you're going to foster growth. And that's a good thing to the bottom line, not just on your side of the business, but on their side of the business. And you're also, when you communicate with your customers, you break away from the crowd in your business sector. Because if everyone's playing everything close to the vest and not sharing anything and not bringing anybody into the front of the house or the back of the house, then what happens? That's right. Your business starts breaking away from the rest of your sector. And then everybody else has to play catch up to you. So now you become their competition, not the other way around. So to get a better idea also is why you communicate, to get a better idea of what is working for you, what is not working for you as a service provider or a content provider, but also for the customer to identify and get a full grasp of what's not working for them and what is working for them. And hopefully you're on the delivery end of that. You're delivering what is working for them and you're addressing their problems, because that's a good customer, business customer relationship should be, is you're taking care of their business. You're taking care of their problems. You're helping them succeed. And if you're not, then really don't be expecting the business to continue for much longer. Folks, it's difficult, but it's also easy. By beginning and continuously, constantly sustaining that communication, then you've got it. However, be careful not to be misled or misunderstood when it comes to, well, I want to go back to last episode, out-of-the-box thinking or acting versus being outside the box. That can be misleading. I mentioned that before. And yes, it can be misleading. While someone wants you to bring a new out-of-the-box idea to their company, and that's where they turn to you, and understand that what they are expecting. Because your ideas, your normal out-of-the-box operations, and again, throw away that box, to them could be so radical, so way out there, so far that they don't get it. They're scared, they're frightened off, they leave. But to you, it's the everyday. Think of it as the fly and the spider. Okay? The fly flies into the spider web, gets caught in a spider web, and it's struggling to get out. And along comes the spider. Oh, it's lunchtime. And to the spider, that's normal. To the fly, that's chaos. So you got to look at that perspective. Consider that source. Look at where it's all coming from. So for those that are resistant, those that are not clear in what they want, be prepared for this to happen. Be prepared to be misled. Be prepared to be misunderstood. Be prepared. But that's your job when you're communicating and you're delivering a clear message. They got you. They understand what they are getting themselves into. And folks, it's tricky, but it can be done. It can truly, honestly be done. But how do you communicate? How do you communicate? Well, first of all, you do the obvious. You use all the tools you have at your disposal. Social media, email, customer relationship management software, and yes, except for health restrictions apply, face-to-face interactions. Because nothing will beat face-to-face interactions, either lunch or a cup of coffee or just a walk and just walking down the street and talking to each other and trying to understand each other. But you're out there and you are constantly using all the tools. Now, here's a tip, and here's something that I was seeing a video, and it was a very interesting video, and it was talking about waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Fantastic. It's a great idea. I personally, it's going to take a while. I got to ease my way into 4 o'clock in the morning, but it made sense. But something that the individual did by waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning is he was journaling. He started journaling, and now he's been actively journaling, and he's documenting his thoughts, his feelings, his emotions. Well, hey, why not create a journal for each of your customers, each of your clients, each of your stakeholders? I mean, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, it's like, and I'm not talking about using a customer relationship management program, like I mentioned earlier. No, that's for the entire organization. No, what I'm talking about is putting down on paper and with pen and paper, folks, is that important. Every interaction with your customers, clients, stakeholders. Now, they say that a lot of great individuals, presidents, business leaders, they've all kept notes of whoever they interact with. They break out a little book. They carry a little notepad with them. I do that. I carry a notepad with me. I always have paper and pen. And you write down who you interact with, what their name is. And if they have a business card, obviously put it in there and adjust it later on. But that way, when they run into that individual again, they go, hey, so-and-so, how's Mrs. So-and-so? Or, hey, are your kids still in school? You know, that kind of thing. So you start building that bond because you remember, and people like it when you remember them. So journal that relationship, journal that interaction, journal everything. And again, why is it important? Because you get to put down in your own words how you perceive those interactions. You get to figure out how to grow and foster those relationships. So you're not worried about some software, some CRM software, and you're interacting. Oh, well, I phone call here, and it was very antiseptic, very sterile entry. Spoke about this or spoke about that or spoke about the last invoice or when we could expect payment. You know, where is that? Why was there a delay in payment? Why was there a delay in payment? Was it because revenue's not coming in because of the whole pandemic? What is causing? What's the business factor there? So you write that down. What's the personal factor? You know, they have some health issues and family members now sick with this, and now he or she's got to deal with it. So you see where I'm going. Journaling, and you can go back in time and review it, and you can see how the relationship progresses, where you see that they were very, very not too, well, they were holding back a lot. And then as over time, as over the relationship, you start seeing what was a one or two line entry now would become a paragraph or a two paragraph entry. See what I'm saying? That's how you foster and grow those relationships, by remembering them. So use all the tools at your disposal. Use all the tools at your disposal. Always stay in communication with your customers. Ensure that the communication is not just a monologue. Oh, dear, please. And I hate to take all the way to this end, 10 minutes into this, but it should never be a monologue. Encourage a dialogue to take place. Encourage that exchange of information. Exchange of information. Keep those lines open no matter where that customer is in your revenue generating rank or sales funnel. If they're just at the surface, they called in for general information and you took the call, guess what? That becomes your client. That becomes your customer, because you never know. What you offer might not be what they need, but guess what? You check in with them a little bit later on and now they need you, but because you're working with them. Because you sent them someplace else who could better fit them. And then they finally are at that level when they can come back to you. So encourage a dialogue. Encourage that dialogue. Keep those lines open. Like I said, no matter who the customer is or where in the revenue generating rank they are, whether they rank top or at the very bottom, where they are in the sales funnel, initial contact, multiple contacts, still haven't pulled the trigger on purchasing, it doesn't matter. Because, of course, the old adage, it's true. Of 20% of your customers bring in 80% of the revenue, but does that mean you ignore the other 80% of the customers because you're focusing on those 20%? Because if that's all you do, those 20% will become 100%, and then you're going to have to adjust again to the 20%. So you start getting what you started off with 10 customers, now you're down to 2, now you're down to half of a customer. See, when you communicate with all your customers, you're definitely on the fast track to having 100% of your customers bring in 100% of the revenue. So no matter how you do it, keep the communication going. Never stop the communication. It's where it's all at, and that's where it needs to be. So ensure that, yes, the old adage proves you got to write them to get them, and the only way to do it is to keep writing. So what do you think about today's topic? Always stay in communication with your customers. Let me know. Stay in communication with me. Drop me an email, dave@davegera.com. Reach out to me on Twitter or on Instagram, dave_Guerra. And I definitely want to hear from you, and I will definitely reply. I also invite you to visit and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/thedavidguerra, T-H-E, David Guerra. And again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 191. Join me next time on our next episode, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Definitely take care of each other and listen to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.